Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The fate of a convicted rapist in Massachusetts could be determined by a single strand of hair. In the first case of its kind in the nation, the practice of putting human hair under a microscope and using it to identify a criminal suspect is being challenged. By the FBI's own admission, its agents were wrong in 96% of the cases that involved hair as evidence that they've reviewed so far. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman is at the Fall River Courthouse, where a hearing took place today. Bruce, how is it that the FBI's use of microscopic hair analysis is now on trial?
Well, Lisa, it's because of a motion for a new trial by George Perot. Perot was convicted in a Springfield courtroom nearly 30 years ago for the rape of an elderly woman. He was sentenced to life in prison, and a major piece of the physical evidence used to convict him was a single strand of hair. The Hampden County District Attorney had FBI experts analyzing it using a microscope, and they said that the hair was consistent with Perot's and that it was, quote, extremely rare that the expert could not differentiate hair samples from different people, and that's pretty suspect.
So you're making the distinction there, or at least they are. Why didn't they just test it for DNA? Why use a microscope?
Well, DNA analysis didn't come into use until the late 1990s, and then about a decade later, in 2009, a National Academy of Science report called Microscopic Analysis of Hair Highly Unreliable. There was no standards or scientific data of people's hair, and at the same time, there was a series of cases in Washington, D.C. involving hair examinations and testimony by FBI. In one case, the defendant's hair was matched to a dog's. And in the Perot case, now there is DNA testing, but that single strand of hair from the crime scene back 30 years ago, prosecutors in the FBI, they don't know where it is.
So what happened in the case today?
Well, we heard testimony from an FBI agent who headed up a study of hair analysis in 2012. It was a very unusual move because the Innocence Project and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers assisted the FBI in that study, and they found that in the first few hundred cases of microscopic hair analysis, they found that the evidence from the FBI experts, got it wrong, either in their testimony or in their lab results, 96% of the time.
And the FBI acknowledges that.
Yes. Not only that, Lisa, but in 35 of the cases, they were death penalty cases in which the defendants were convicted. They got it wrong 33 times. And Lisa, in 9 of those cases, the defendants were put to death.
So the defendants who were put to death in these cases were innocent.
Well, we don't know that. Part of the evidence that was used to convict them was microscopic hair analysis, and now we find the FBI saying in court and in their studies they got it wrong nearly 100% of the time.
Why are prosecutors challenging the motion for a new trial in this case?
Well, they say George Perot was tried and convicted so many years ago and that there was enough evidence then besides the hair to convict him. But, you know, Lisa, it should be noted that blood from the scene back in the 1980s didn't match George Perot's. And the victim, who lived in the same neighborhood as Perot and knew him, testified that he wasn't the assailant.
So she never picked him out, even though she knew who he was. What happens in the case now?
Well, the hearing wrapped up, and the judge says that it'll be about 3 months for him to issue a ruling on whether George Perot gets a new trial.
WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joining us from Bristol County Superior Court in Fall River. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
And thanks to the Schuster Institute for Investigative Journalism at Brandeis University for assisting Bruce with this story. The Institute has been investigating the George Perot case since 2011.